and the homeland of the Red River Métis. Ah, yes. It's December 24th. It's the soon-to-be-famous Voyage Jazz Christmas program for 2025. My name's Keith Black, and as always, you're going to hear some of the best in the jazz world for the next 3 hours, but almost all of it's going to be related to the season. And so I hope you can stick around. It'll be a little different than normal, a little more mellow, a little whatever, this and that. But let's let Duke Ellington take us in with a little bit of Jingle Bells. Talk to you in a minute. There you go. That's the overture today for our program. Yes, it's the day before Christmas, and all through the university, and our creature is stirring, actually, except for me, I think. But that's the way it goes. It's very quiet in the studio and around surrounding area here. As I mentioned, my name's Keith Black, and Voyage is 3 hours of jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays, live in the studio, or as live as I can get. And we also stream live at ckuw.ca and archive there as well. But however you got to listen to this, I hope that it's still Christmassy when you are picking it up. And today is going to be a lot of Christmas music, a lot of seasonal music. There's an awful lot of Christmas jazz, in quotation marks, recorded. I think it's sort of seen as sort of a cash cow by many of the, many jazz folks. But frankly, a lot of it is dreck. There's just lollygagging around some familiar tunes and calling it jazz. But there is some very, very good seasonal jazz. And anything that I play here today, well, with a couple of exceptions perhaps, are going to be considerably in the great jazz category as well as being seasonal category. I do have one, if you listen regularly and or over the years, I do have a tradition on this show, on my Christmas show, so brace yourself. Later on, you are going to hear the touching, the one and only, the absolutely beautiful rendition of Decasol with Boston Charlie. Yes, I know it's coming up later on, and I'll explain it a little bit when I get there. I'm also not going to go through the playlist specifically. I do not have an historical segment as such today, because a lot of the jazz I'm playing would fall into that category anyhow. They come from some of the best of the seasonal jazz albums that are a few years old, and that's all right. They are worth listening at least once a year, and so that's what you get while you're, I don't know what you're doing, you're drinking eggnog, having coffee, putting your feet up, looking at the tree, wondering where why that light is out. I have no idea. But I hope you can take some time to enjoy some really neat music today in a really different sort of mood here on the Voyage show. I'm going to play next. I've mentioned this album. It's funny, you know, I pick up an awful lot of jazz from an awful lot of areas, and not that I suggest that I know all that much, because the more you get to know, the more you realize how much there is you don't know. But I came across this album of Christmas music by a Scottish saxophonist named Tommy Smith. And this is fabulous quartet music here. It was from a live Christmas concert in, I think, 2001. And I just found this album now, and I think it's great. There are little shades almost of Coltrane Quartet in a lot of the stuff that he does. But it holds up as great jazz and also seasonal music. I'm going to prove that by starting off with him basically today from the Christmas concert. Here's the Tommy Smith Quartet with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Thank you. First time I listened to that album, I thought, you know, obviously, I imagine obviously, before the program started, somebody stood up at the front and said, okay, you people out there, when the music stops, let it stop for a few seconds so that we can get the recording stuff all looked after, and then you can applaud. They are the best behaved audience I've ever heard at a concert. And there's that gap exists on all of the tracks, and then the applause, which is very substantial and at times just really takes off. But it's either they built that in when they released the album, or it was set up that way. There's your conundrum for the day. Tommy Smith, Scottish saxophonist there, with what has jumped the queue, I have to say, in terms of my all-time favorite seasonal albums, quite substantially since I discovered it, in quotation marks, finally, after all these years. It was recorded in, I think, 2001. It even actually sort of qualifies for my historical segment, if I had one. But they're really cooking there. It must have been some great concert. Tommy Smith. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Well, I'm moving away from the seasonal music for a bit and into a brand new album that I think is really just really something. It's another saxophonist, this time Charles Lloyd, and I've mentioned this album is just out. It's called Figure in Blue. And he had a concert in Santa Barbara, which I think is where he lives, to celebrate his 87th birthday. And the concert was so successful, and everybody was just going nuts at the concert. So he pretty much right away pulled the trio that was playing at this concert into the recording studio, and they recorded this album based on the sort of material, I presume, that was played at the concert. The album is called Figure in Blue, and it has a new trio, at least new to Charles Lloyd, Jason Moran on piano and Marvin Sewell on guitar. This is really great music, lovely stuff. And it seemed to fit today because it's a sort of a mellow day, and even though that last track was anything but mellow, and there'll be others that aren't, I suppose, as well, but it is sort of a laid-back day, the day before Christmas. So here's a couple of tracks from saxophonist Charles Lloyd's trio Figure in Blue album. Going to play Song My Lady Sings, which is something that he has recorded on other albums earlier on, and The Ghost of Lady Day. Here is saxophonist, iconic saxophonist, Charles Lloyd.
Thank you.
Great Charles Lloyd there with a new trio album called Figurin' Blue, just out. And the moving around and the swirling sense of integrity in that music is just remarkable. The man is, well, as I say, this came as a result of an 87th birthday concert that led to the recording. And he's still emotionally and in actual fact with his chops can still tell a great story. And it's now my 10:40 already Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays, and this Wednesday a very unusual selection of music because it is in fact the day before Christmas, and there's some pretty good seasonal stuff around. This next one goes back a few years. The Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra a few years ago recorded an album called Sweet, S-U-I-T-E, Sweet Messiah. Now, I don't know what your personal feelings are or involvements, if you have any, with the season and with Handel's Messiah. It's sort of been an integral part of my choral singing background. I've sung Messiah a number of times as a chorister. And the music, it is really quite a stunning selection of music and lots of stories associated with it. And it has had a lot of interpretations other than the original. As a sidebar, before I talk about the WJO release in just a minute, I highly recommend, if you can find it, if you're not already aware of it, there is something called the Gospel Jazz Messiah. It's sometimes referred to as well as Too Hot to Handle, H-A-N-D-E-L, ha-ha. And it is a practice started in the States a few years ago and is performed probably on an annual basis by some group in the States, taking the original music of Handel's Messiah and really sucking it to everybody with gospel jazz interpretations that are fantastic. The one that is possibly the best known was recorded at the Albert Hall in London a couple of years ago. And it is, it's a video. It's, the whole thing is videoed. I don't know if it's available on YouTube. If you can find it, I highly recommend you look at it. It will change the way you think about Handel's Messiah. And it will just be purely delightful. And you're listening to someone who is could be interpreted as sort of a purist when it comes to Handel's Messiah, but I'm not. And if you can do neat things with it, like the Gospel Jazz Messiah interpretation, it is just great. I highly recommend it to you. Now to get back to the WJO's Sweet Messiah, came out a few years ago. Most of the personnel are still around, although some of them are not, but Greg Gatien on alto, Neil Watson, Jonathan Stevens, tenors Jeff Cooper, Paul Kane on Barry's, Sharon Christensen on flute, not with the band anymore. She's a lawyer in Ottawa with a new baby. And but boy, she could play neatly when she was here. But I digress. Darren Ritchie, Richard Boughton, Richard Gillis, who is the conductor as well. Joel Green, Brad Sengetta, Jeff Preslaff on trombones. All sorts of people that you probably recognize. Will Bonas on piano. Gilles Fournier on bass. Rob Sewick on drums. Some really good stuff. I'm going to play the first track on the album is called Take Five, Mary, You Deserve It. It's actually the tune of Take Five with them fooling around with it. Mary, You Deserve It, meaning the Christmas thing. And then I'm going to play two parts of the Sweet Messiah. One is And the Glory, which is the first choral piece in the real Messiah. And then Sheep to Keep is the next one. So I'm going to play those three tracks from Sweet Messiah from the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. Here's a little different mood.